With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Florida residents hard hit by Hurricane Milton are getting back on their feet.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's disaster fund has raised about $12 million and counting.
Through the disaster fund, we've been able to cut red tape and we've been able to get assistance to people who need it.
He also says power is back for most of the state.
You're even without power for a few hours, it could be a real pain in the rear end, but we had over 50,000 linemen. These folks really got to work. So you got about 170,000 accounts right now that are without power.
And free gas is still available at 10 state depots.
We have now dispensed just from the state over 2.5 million gallons of gas free to the people of Florida.
I'm Julie Walker.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis is warning his own party not to adopt new reforms he says could empower Democrats in the next Congress.
Some conservatives have proposed procedural reforms that would give rank-and-file senators more control over what happens on the Senate floor. For one thing, it would make it easier for senators to get a vote on amendments they favor. But Senator Tillis warns the changes are likely to empower Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, providing his party winds up in the minority. He writes in a Dear Colleague letter, quote, I believe it would be unwise to go down that path. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pro-life activists in Missouri have their work cut out for them. A campaign to enshrine abortion in the Missouri Constitution has raised close to $22 million. Campaign reports filed Tuesday show Missourians for Constitutional Freedom brought in more than $14 million between July and the end of September. The proposed constitutional amendment would guarantee the right of an abortion until fetal viability. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 324 points, the Nasdaq dropped 187. This is SRN News. Would you like your pastor to endorse politicians?
The fact is, if a clergyman promotes a candidate for office from the pulpit, he puts the church's tax-exempt status at risk, and a Lifeway research poll finds 98% of preachers never do it. However, the same poll indicates nearly one-third of Americans see no problem with a pastor urging people to vote for a particular politician during his sermon. 45% don't mind clergy endorsements so long as they happen outside of church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are raising alarms about proposed legislation increasing the power of Islamic courts in Malaysia. International Christian Concern says if this bill passes, it could lead to a situation where religious authorities have the final say on a wide range of issues from personal relationships to public policy. That would be bad news for Malaysia's small Christian population, which has to abide by the decisions of the Islamic courts. This is SRN News. An investigation is underway after a deadly listeria outbreak.
U.S. Agriculture Department officials have launched an internal investigation into how the agency handled reports of serious problems tied to a listeria outbreak at a Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia. The USDA Inspector General is looking into the response to reports of problems at that factory. At least 10 people died, nearly 50 hospitalized since May after eating Boar's Head products. The Boar's Head plant in Jarrett was inspected under a program that allows state inspectors to act on behalf of the federal agency. John Scott reporting.
The Small Business Administration has run out of money for its disaster assistance loans, delaying much-needed relief for people applying for aid in the wake of destruction caused by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. It offers economic injury disaster loans to businesses and people affected by disasters. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.